This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Gio Vannetti, first name William, last name G-I-O-V-A-N-N-E-T-T-I, date of birth October 20, 1971, date of evaluation February 1, 2023. The referring physician is Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint industrial injury. The HPI. The patient is a 51-year-old male who reports an industrial injury after having fallen in a trench in March of 2018, he subsequently began having back pain, period. He further noted a left rotator cuff tear and left knee injury requiring ACL reconstruction, period. In the interim, he continued with back pain, period. Pain is described as dull and at times sharp, period. Pain radiates, correction, pain is 10/10 and radiates bilaterally to the lower extremity, period. Pain is improved with motion, period. He underwent 12 visits of physical therapy, cortisone injection, and reported no improvement in symptoms. He has been diagnosed with lumbar herniated disc, lumbosacral/lumbar radiculopathy, lumbosacral intervertebral disc degeneration, lumbar spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy, acute low back pain and left-sided L5-S1 disc herniation causing lateral recess stenosis, period. The patient, as noted, is status post left knee ACL repair and left shoulder rotator cuff repair, period. The patient otherwise denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. The past medical history, seasonal allergies, next number hypertension. The past surgical history, as noted, right ACL construction in 2007, left knee surgery as related to injury, left shoulder surgery as noted to injury, period. Medications, unknown allergies, penicillin, unknown reaction, family history, father's side of the family all with hypertension. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, he notes alcohol use, but no drug use. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 157/100, pulse 73, respiratory rate 20, height 74 inches, weight 207.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Skin exam reveals multiple tattoos, especially involving the anterior chest and arm region, period. Musculoskeletal, there is tenderness of the lumbar sacral spine region, period. data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 69 beats per minute and is otherwise normal, period. MRI of the lumbar spine performed September 6, 2022 reveals L5, S1, 4 millimeter annular bulge with a left paracentral foraminal disc protrusion and osteophytic ridging resulting in moderate to severe left foraminal stenosis and mild to moderate left lateral recess stenosis. There was mild to moderate right foraminal stenosis, period. There was mild annular bulge with mild facet hypertrophy at L4-5, period. There was 3 minus 4 millimeter foraminal protrusion, period. The impression this is a 51-year-old male with history of low back pain secondary to an industrial injury, period. He initially rated the pain as 5/10, period. He noted constant and aching pain, period. The patient had noted pain that radiated from bilateral posterior thighs and calves, period. It was associated with numbness and tingling into the bilateral lower limbs and plant of feet. The symptoms were aggravated by prolonged standing and various movements, period. The patient is noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, period. The plan, he is to be started on amlodipine 5 milligrams PO daily, period. Labs to be reviewed, period. He is scheduled for percutaneous endoscopic laser discectomy, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. Overall, his cardiac risk is slightly increased given his blood pressure, period. Yes. No additional findings at this time. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.